Hi, Lindsay Abbott, voiceover artist, with the second of this three-part series on becoming a voiceover. Part 2. What types of people tend to make good voiceover artists? So, how did I become a voiceover artist in the first place? People often ask me how I got into voiceovers. Well, my journey began with a natural affinity with the voice, even as a child. I then trained as a classical singer and morphed from that into musical theatre and, latterly, into jazz and swing. I studied drama and theatre arts at university. I even did my final dissertation on voice production in the theatre and the actor in performance throughout the past few decades. From there, I trained as an actor, and from that point on I started doing voiceovers. And there are many actors who are also voiceover artists for this reason. However, being an actor does not necessarily mean being a good voiceover artist. All of the things I've been talking about still apply. You need to bring something to the voiceover party, including credibility. Now, you don't all have to go on my journey in order to become a voiceover artist, but what you do need is something to bring to the party, as well as giving you some credibility. Likewise, there are several other successful voiceover artists out there whose background is in sound or audio production. Again, they have something to bring to the party, which helps them understand how it works and how to produce the right sound. Equally, there are many broadcasters, journalists, presenters out there who've learnt their trade and have already developed vocal presentation skills to add voiceover artists to their portfolio. The other tip I can give you is to find out your strengths and play to them. Are you particularly good at character voices and or storytelling? Or are you better at straight reads, rubric or announcements? Are you better at a hard sell or a soft sell piece? What are your particular vocal qualities? Warm, authoritative, young, mature, funky, quirky, etc., etc. Having grasped your technique and discovered more about the sound of your own voice once amplified, then you need a good demo. There are lots of studios who specialize in this. This is the end of part 2. If you'd like to hear more, in part 3 I'll be talking about marketing your voiceover business, what you need to do.